This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's a long way to the top if you want to stop the globalism. Well, you can have corruption in capitalism, but it's something that can be contained and dealt with. And innovation will run away so crazily that the only problem with free market is you just get spoiled because you're so rich. But communism creates living hell. And I get to hear all these idiot young people and old people, too, going, oh, the utopia of socialism. And I'm like, where does that work, dummies? And they just don't care. They drive up in their sports cars. They have their smartphones. It seems like so many rich white people are socialists and communists. And are they guilty? They have money? I don't understand it. Why don't they just build a company and hire people and build something? You know, help everybody by building a better civilization. Joel Gilbert, in closing, I appreciate your time. Just in a minute or two, how would you say this war against tyranny is going, this war against collectivism? They seem to be on the offense. A lot of folks are waking up, though. But should we be optimistic or pessimistic?
I would say that in 2008, when Obama was elected, we had essentially lost. His election was not a sudden political phenomenon. It was the result of an American socialist movement that had penetrated the media, entertainment, and universities for decades. His years in office, he's simply been reinforcing all of this. And the question is not whether they're winning. The question is whether we can somehow mount a comeback for the forces of good and constitutionalism and free markets and individual rights against this onslaught that's been going on for many, many years. In England, they made a stand, and they won only by a couple percentage points to get rid of the EU. It remains to be seen if Americans, who are essentially the character of America, is the character of rebels, people that went against the British crown, who wanted to be free people with individual rights. The Declaration of Independence, all of our documents talk about a free people. So it remains to be seen. I think this election will either sew us up as living under this liberal fascism of the radical left, which Hillary Clinton will put a permanent stamp on, or if we can recover and clean out all these.
No, I agree with you. This is the crossroads, and I actually grieve inside now. Because I mean, the stakes are so high, Joel. These people are so horrible.
These are very, very, very serious times. Obama is, in case it's going to be close, don't forget, these guys.
Don't Americans know what they call right-wing libertarianism stuff is freedom, where you're left alone, and you have due process, and it's just, there's no comparison historically, Joel. Don't they have any idea how stupid this is?
They spent 50 years eroding the education system. I mean, I was in New York City in a coffee house a couple weeks back, sitting next to these two college kids, and they were talking about how they can't possibly understand black people because they're white. They had kind of bought into all this narrative, that the racist narrative, that black people don't value freedom and
want jobs. Oh, it's so racist. I know. It's so condescending.
We are in very, very serious times, and we certainly hope that the forces and voices of freedom can express themselves and overcome this leftist onslaught, because these are experts in voter fraud. Obama's election to the state Senate in Illinois was all done with voter fraud.
Sure, they're experts in BS too, man.
They're experts, and they're flooding us with illegals, and they'll do anything and everything. They view the ends as justifying the means, so they will do anything and everything to keep a permanent hold on power.
Yeah, they're really just evil people. You're right. They have destructive energy, criminal energy.
The destructive passion, and we've seen them use the tools of state. They suppress the conservative movement with the
IRS. Look at how they take out allies that have stabilized Middle Eastern countries and given people relative freedom, and then put literal scum in, throwing homosexuals off buildings.
Well, K chaos and insecurity they feed on, they feed off of. They know if we have prosperity and security that nobody will listen to them.
Yeah, they're just evil. They're just devil worshippers. All right, Joel Gilbert, joelgilbert.com. Great job with all your films. Look forward to talking to you later this week, then or next week, as you break this big news. We're going to come back with Rob doing your call. Stay with us.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehan. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder. They can't even build heavy boost rockets in 2016 like they built in 1965.
Another time.
Brains we had back then is vision of microchips. 50 years.
You are receiving this transmission for the Heart of the Resistance. Live from Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Instead, our top scientists come up with better ways to linguistically dumb everyone down. So that weirdos like Merkel and Hillary and Hollande can prance around and feel powerful. But I'm telling you, I believe we're going to innovate our way out of these tyrants. They've tried to gear all the major innovations towards enslaving us, but there's always things that don't go the way the establishment thinks, and that's certainly happening today. Now, Rob Dew's going to be taking over. I got to say, it looks really great today. You found your style. A Hawaiian shirt with a navy blue blazer.
Yeah.
With a dude Serge Iorino, or just dude for brevity. You know, Mr. White Russian, got a beverage. The Big Lebowski, Hey, man, I'm not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude, Arena. Walter, why is there anything to do with Vietnam? You know, I didn't lose friends face down in the mud. So this strumpet, this whore. No, I'm sorry. what are you covering today coming up?
Well, I want to play a few videos that we produced over the last couple days. One, talking to the people out in the street with about Hillary Clinton and how she got off pretty much scot-free. I was watching a little bit of the FBI director getting grilled by, well, kind of getting grilled. Seems like they were playing good cop, bad cop with him because they'd have a couple Democrats ask him questions. And they'd be like, you've done such a good job and all your service and being bipartisan. And it turns out they didn't even put Hillary Clinton under oath in this whole fiasco.
Well, that's because they'd have to indict her if she got caught lying. She's already caught lying. Exactly. Let me not exaggerate, like 50 times, but she was just lying constantly.
Exactly. And this is the same thing they did with George Bush.
She never had a Shepard email or email addresses.
Right.
She didn't have servers, dude.
Oh, I know.
She
never
got classified material.
Never existed. And, you know, as you were talking about, the scientists are trying to figure out ways to, you know, dumb us down with language. Well, they're also looking for ways to control us. Now they want to have this pain ray that works by blasting people with microwaves. That's the newest thing. We saw the microwave guns. We saw the sound cannons back in the G20 in Pittsburgh. So this is nothing new. They're worried that people are finally getting the message of what's really going on, and they're definitely pissed as hell of what the information we're putting out at the border right now. Jones, I can tell you that for sure.
Yeah, I didn't mean to go off on a jag for like 2 hours of the show, just so angry, but you know, you got the Border Patrol, you got the Fish and Wildlife, they're really the bad guys, the state police, doing bad stuff the first day. So then I got the report, and we augmented it, and not so much corrected it, but at first I was like, why is the Border Patrol a bunch of good people? They're warning us, they get us down there, and then they arrest us, but that was lost in translation. It really wasn't my mistake, but we updated it where it was Fish and Wildlife, just claiming they're in charge, you can't be anywhere near the border. In fact, they told them, just don't go anywhere on the river, period. Just don't show the illegals pouring across. Don't show us loading them on buses. That's what they have.
Yeah.
They put them on buses to take them to the buses to release them, Rob.
No, it's totally ridiculous, and we're considered the criminals. That's how the press, by going down
there. Well, I love these Fish and Wildlife idiots. It's all about this woman's power trip for 2 hours to have them put their hands on their head.
And she doesn't even know how to handle a firearm. That's the scary thing. This is a federal officer who's supposed to know how to handle a firearm, doesn't know how to even handle it. It's totally amazing.
But she knows how to put a TV dinner in the microwave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know that. You know that. She probably has one of those giant big gulps that are like this big.
She's probably got like a pin-up poster of Janet Reno in a bikini on her wall.
I mean, it's truly disgusting what we have to deal with as press. And this is the same thing I've
seen
all over the world.
Can't you just treat fellow Americans who you know who we are? They've admitted the database. Oh, we know who you are. We know your press.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to arrest you. It's like, no, because they've got orders to treat us bad because we're good people.
Well, because we're uncovering the program. We're uncovering the fact that they're completing the smuggling process and they're letting the drugs in. I mean, that's it. That's the only reason you would have an open border is if you have deals to keep these drugs flooding
exactly.
Into the country.
And they're mad that we keep showing the drugs coming across, right. and then Trump talks about it. They're pissed.
And even the Border Patrol, I put in that video, the Border Patrol talking about the tons of marijuana and cocaine and methamphetamine that they're finding every month.
You know, by the way, that's only 20% they stop.
Exactly.
According to the now there's a video you put together showing, I forget the headline, but why Obama wants reporters arrested for reporting on border. Is that video in the article the drugs are linked
to? It is. It's at the bottom, and it's called, let's see, this video can convict Obama of treason. And it starts off with Trump. Basically, it's kind of, I'm going to play it later in the show. It's starting off with Trump, and then I cut the Border Patrol guy saying, yeah, we get a lot of drugs. And then I show him completing the
smuggling
process.
Well, that's a great video, but if you say something like, Trump convicts Obama of treason, new video, it'll get like 5 million. If we don't, we'll get like a 500,000.
Got it.
Or we could doppelgang it and say, read at the bottom to see why Obama doesn't want press on the border. He wants to continue the illegal operation. I mean, we've confirmed that.
Right.
I'm not bragging. It shows how pathetic it is to beat the globalists. We've been down there. It's mainly InfoWars.
And we just go down there whenever, and stuff's happening.
It's us doing it with Drudge posting it. Drudge is the other part of the equation.
Yeah.
DrudgeReport.com. Just a few patriotic sites, and we're hurting their whole agenda.
Right.
So, of course, they want to arrest us.
No, Drudge gets it. Drudge gets it. Well, what the problem is, Breitbart gets it. They've got reporters down there, too. People get the people that are really concerned about this country, don't want to destroy it, get it. Why we have to have a closed border, why you have to have a secure border. And Jones, we've been down there and over near Big Ben. The Mexicans come back and forth. And
illegals are going back and forth, and they're giving tickets to people drinking beer.
Exactly. That's what they're more concerned about. They're always more concerned about the Americans and what they're doing, the milk cows.
Because they know
that's why they had the Border Patrol checkpoints 90 miles in.
Let's admit it. They know we're chumps. Yeah. We're dinner.
Yeah. And that's exactly how they treat us.
Well, and to be fair, the Border Patrol did do some harassment yesterday, or no, the day before yesterday, on Wednesday. No, that was Tuesday. And then the state police almost ran us over, and right. they just did a lot of bad stuff. And so we came out and said that, and then it got lost in translation that it was the Fish and Wildlife that acted like total moron goons.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that are going to have the issues now. We're going to...
State and federal Fish and Wildlife. And we need to shine a light on these people. They can act like absolute tyrants.
All over the country. They're always trying to arrest Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Ted Nugent, anywhere he goes, federal Fish and Wildlife, under orders, try to arrest him.
And they have unlimited power. They can go anywhere they want. There's no Fourth Amendment with the Fish and Wildlife. They can go anywhere they want. They could put you down on the ground, stick your face in the mud. It's disgusting that these federal agencies have more power than the Constitution.
But meanwhile, a constitutional agency like the Border Patrol has been tasked to bring the illegals in and complete the smuggling process.
Yeah.
By the way, they obviously don't like doing it
because they're speaking out, Jones. They're speaking out about it. They're like, please, we need to shine a light on this.
Did you add the clip where the Border Patrol agent says they complete the smuggling process?
Of course. The Hannity clip, yes.
Well, good. Just because people forget all this.
No, this is a good compilation. This is one of our best and of just showing the blatant disregard for our basic laws. Hey, guess what? I have to pay my taxes or they take me away from my family. That's the argument they use. How are we going to split up families? You break the law. I'm sorry.
But then the illegals just walk across.
Exactly.
They say, oh, this is some magic wildlife reserve. We're going to arrest you with illegals walking behind our people while they're
reunited with their families. We're going to reunite them. They have family over here in New York. I got a guy just send me a photo of a store in Harlem. It says, refugees welcome, a sticker. So that's the new thing. It's trendy to just befriend illegals.
What about when the IRS started taking my grandparents' little three-bedroom humble home, which they didn't even owe the money, it turned out, and it made my grandfather have a heart attack and stuff?
Right.
You know, where was the love for us? You know, we're not refugees, but we didn't have any money.
Yeah. No, you're an American citizen. You're a milk cow. That's how they see it.
I'm a mark as a dumbass. Right. I'm marked as food.
That's what they want. It's totally disgusting. And then you got Hillary Clinton who breaks the law, and they admit it in the damn press conference, and they go, well, we don't think we should file charges. No prosecutor would do this.
There's nothing. I've been arrested all over the country peacefully demonstrating because of my white privilege, and then all these so-called leftist groups run around attacking people. They don't get in trouble.
Right.
I mean, I'm really looking for this white privilege, dude. I want to discover it as soon as I can.
It has to be mined in the mines of Moria, I think.
I'm sure it goes on at some levels, you know, out in the countryside or something. But, all I know is massive change is coming.
Oh, yeah.
And people say, well, you ought to be glad Hillary's probably going to get in. You know, you'll get more listeners. I could care less. I would love to for things to get so good in this world that we were obsolete. I would shut this down and I would go run a nursery or something. I love plants.
You know, I'd be snowboarding.
Well, I mean, how do you make money, though? I mean, I would run a nursery or something. I'm serious. I mean, I'd people ask what I like to do. I mean, if I had my brothers, I'd be gardening. And
I know. I see you spraying that plant. You dawdle on that plant at your house all the time.
I have a bunch of plants. That's the one in the living room.
Yeah.
Well, Pat Riley gave it to me. It was like this gigantic jade plant that's like 8 feet tall. So I'm trying to keep it alive. Because I can't put it outside, so there's only light coming in from the living room, and I got to like put another light on the other side, and I'm sitting there spraying it. So the plant's doing well, actually. This is a very important broadcast right now.
I think this is releasing of tension, John. This is the really all everything built up.
Daffodils and fire lilies too. Like, and I want a big koi pond.
And see, we could have it all if we keep Hillary out of office. It'll boggle my mind if after this that she's still let it. 93% of the people in an ABC poll think she's guilty. 93%. That's an overwhelming majority.
Well, that's the good news is that even leftists are kind of going, is it a good idea to have somebody by the law? Dude, I'm going to hand this baton over to you and the callers and then everything else in the clip you're going to play. The article's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're running the special that ends in a few days for up to 40% off. It's 20 to 40% off on the high-quality swarble foods. You need them, folks. Plus, it supports the broadcast. It's a no-brainer. Everybody should be self-sufficient. They want to make us dependent. We need to be independent. So all the major survival goods for shortwave radios and non-GMO seeds, the Survival Shield X2, they're 20 to 40% off. That will extend till next Monday. But a few things like X2 are selling out, so we got to stop that soon. Your purchase funds the operation. Hillary for Prison Church, you name it. InfoWars Store. That's one word. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com just bookmarks right to the nutraceuticals, right to the supplements, and more. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. All right, enough about watering plants. We're going to come right back with the news. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Reporting for InfoWars.com. I'm your host for the remainder of the hour. If you're not getting the fourth hour, at your local radio station, give them a call. Also, you can spread the link, Infowars.com/show, and you can watch a video, and you can see this article that I'm about to pull up using my magic powers. Putin loses it, warns journalists of war. I don't know how to get through to you people. He does not understand that the world is being pulled in an irreversible direction. Maybe my powers aren't working. I bet the screen thing doesn't work, does it? No? Yeah, there it is. Look at that. I guess you don't have it because I'm scrolling up and down. Anyway, Putin's taking the kid gloves off. He's trying to warn these journalists that they're being lied to and that there's going to be a world war. He was in a meeting with foreign journalists at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, and he said, we're not heading down a course which could lead to nuclear war. Which takes us to this story over here. Let's see. Silicon Valley elites buying huge amounts of land for secret compounds. I guarantee you these compounds are going to go down deep below. They're buying missile silos. They're setting them up for people to hide in because they know something's coming. They've been reading the metrics. They have the predictive programming systems in place. According to Silicon Valley Insider, the Nouveau Riche are buying up huge amounts of land so they can build private compounds to seclude themselves from the general public. You know, like Mark Zuckerberg says, we don't need a fence around the country, yet he builds a fence around his home in San Francisco. Then he goes to Hawaii and builds a fence around this large swath of land there. But we don't need a wall around the country because we need to destroy this country. They're all part of a plan. I'm going to go to James in South Carolina. He wants to talk about the Hillary FBI scandal. James, what's on your mind?
Hey, Rob. My thought is that the whole judicial system needs to be changed and overwritten. If Hillary's going to get off of what she's done, then all the criminals in the prison or jail system that as nonviolent needs to be let go. And
yeah,
we just need to rewrite the whole judicial system law. And
I mean, it's like some laws are voluntary, I guess, you know, like illegals can just come over and we give them bus tickets into the center of the country. That's okay, you know, because we don't want to split up families. But, you know, you don't pay your taxes, they're going to put you in jail. You sell drugs that they bring in illegally that, you know, like marijuana, you get put in jail, you get separated from your family. Those laws we have to follow because there's milk cow money in those. You know, we got to be treated like we're little milk cows. But illegals come in, let's give them a free bus ticket wherever they want to go. Let's give them a driver's license. Let's let them vote.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right, James.
Just need to rewrite the whole judicial system law and let those people that sell drugs that get put in jail. That done far less. I mean, Martha Stewart done far less and got 10 years, correct?
Right. Yeah, she lied.
Exactly.
They said she lied. It wasn't even that she broke the law. It was when they were talking to her, she lied, is what they're saying.
Then didn't Hillary just lie?
Yeah.
To the FBI?
In fact, we got the story from Kit Daniels. Hillary faces perjury criminal probe for lying about emails to Congress. That just went up from Kit Daniels. So apparently she's not out of the woods yet. I like this, the fact that this keeps getting brought out. But, you know, people are still going to vote for Hillary because she's a woman. It doesn't matter if she's a criminal. You know, there's a guy that was about to testify in some weird scheme they had where they were bringing money from China. He was a UN official. A barbell fell on his neck. And the person who gave the cause of death didn't even look at the body. I mean, there's stuff called proper procedure. It's like when the Supreme Court justice died, Scalia, down in Texas, they're just like, oh, bring the body to El Paso. Let's not examine it. Let's just get him out of here. You know, there's no investigation when it comes to these high-profile people. It's just shut up and listen to what we say, not watch what we do. James, thanks for calling. Got time for one more call. Let's go to Kenny in New York. Biggs at the border. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you? Got about a minute.
Yeah. I'm just, I didn't even eat lunch today, man. You know, just, you know, like, when is this going to stop, you know? And all this, when is all this stuff going to stop? I mean, you know, you have legitimate reporters, you know, going down to the border, you know, showing us what's going on. And, you know, they get arrested. You know, they have ID. They have their legitimate press ID. And, you know, what's to stop them from, you know, stopping me, taking my, you know, weapons away? You know,
sure.
I go to the range all the time. You know.
Well, there's an incident going on now where a guy apparently had ID to carry a firearm. He was legal and lawful, and he went to pull out his ID, and they shot him. I mean, we don't know all the particulars because we'll probably never see the body camera. But you know, the people that follow the laws are the ones that get picked on and sicked on by the government. We'll be back with more. This is Rob Dew with the Alex Jones Show.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Rob Dew here with the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour of Overdrive. Pleasure to be with you. We're going to go to a video about basically showing why Obama should be convicted for keeping the border open and what is going on and what he's letting in on purpose to destroy this country. We've got some callers here. We got Ben, Tim, Danette, and Josh. I'm going to try to get to you guys as we play these videos. I may pop out of these videos early, just letting you guys know. And but before we get to that, the elites are preparing for something. They know what's going on, and they're not letting us know about it. Maybe you might get clues here and there. In fact, economist Robert Johnson said the rich were making such purchases like airstrips and redoubts everywhere because they think they need a getaway from the Ferguson-style riots that were erupt as a result of the widening wealth inequality, which is at its worst in virtually all developed countries since the 1980s. This is something they've caused. And there you can read more about it in this article. Silicon Valley elites are buying huge amounts of land for secret compounds. Are you prepared out there? We still have our Independence Day mega sale going on. We extended it till it's going to be going on till Monday. 20 to 40% off on select products, but it's a wide selection. I was looking at it last night. I was actually working on an ad for this. I couldn't believe all the stuff that is being sold. You got some great deals on storable food. If you don't have any storable food, you need to get something. Start off with 3 month. Get a year if you have a big family. Get some storable food because you're going to need it. It may be for a short amount of time. You never know. But look at Venezuela. Look how they went from being a normal socialist country, which is pretty crappy, to now these people are in the streets. They're killing cats and dogs. They're killing each other. They're raiding stores. There's giant food riots going on everywhere. It can happen here. We've had instances when the EBT systems have stopped working. Okay, what if those don't work for a week? What's going to happen? People are going to be rioting. Okay, you need to be prepared. We also have 20% off some of the shortwave radios, the survival heirloom seeds, the water filters, the ProPure air filters, X2, which might not last that long. They're getting low on X2 because that's something you need just to keep your health in line every day. And also we have the new Hillary for Prison t-shirts, which the sales from those will be used to fund banners. Alex said today he'll fly banners over D.C. if people buy enough of these shirts. It's becoming a huge meme, international meme. People want to see this creature, Hillary Clinton, in prison, and now she's facing a perjury criminal probe for lying about emails to Congress. I'm going to go to your calls right after this short video we're going to play, starting off with Trump talking about, hey, InfoWars is showing drugs coming across the border. What do you guys do? Why is our border so open? Well, because it's meant to be that way. It's meant to destroy our country. So here is the video.
What happened? So while we're there, you probably read it. It was in Drudge, who's great, by the way. Drudge is amazing. But the story in Drudge, and big story, it's all over the place now. Guys swimming across, and big bags of stuff, it's drugs. Swimming across the river, right? Swimming right across. And they put the drugs, and actually the camera crew or the reporters were petrified because they thought they were going to be killed because they're showing this on camera. The guy's carrying bags of stuff. It was drugs.
And on that topic of the drugs, it's not just people coming over, but bringing drugs on a general, let's say a month. What type of drugs do you encounter and what quantities?
The most common is marijuana. We see thousands upon thousands of pounds weekly. We do see a lot of cocaine. We're starting to see heroin and meth a lot more. Usually those were reserved for the ports of entry, but now they started running those across the river as well.
What happened today in particular is that the Border Patrol dropped off some, they call them detainees, but right. Obviously they're not detained after they drop them off.
Mm-hmm.
And normally they have tickets or arranged transportation to go somewhere in the interior. Well, today, apparently for some logistical reasons, some of them hadn't had transportation arranged, or their transportation is tomorrow.
Right.
And so we're having to find places to shelter them for tonight. So we've accessed some resources that we have. We're going to shelter them here tonight.
So why is the Border Patrol bringing them here?
They're not bringing them here. They're bringing them to our bus terminal because that's where the Border Patrol understands that they have transportation to go to the interior.
Right.
So they're dropping them off. It's our understanding that they were dropped off with tickets or with vouchers for tickets. Turns out some of them didn't have their ticket or didn't have their voucher, or like I said, their bus isn't until tomorrow, so they got nowhere to stay. Our bus terminal, the city of McAllen,
mm-hmm.
The bus terminal is not a 24/7 operation,
right?
So we've got to put them up somewhere else. So for tonight, we're doing the best we can with this resource, which thankfully one of our neighboring cities made available to us, and we're going to put them up here tonight. Tomorrow we'll have a little chat with the Border Patrol and see what's going on.
Right.
They're supposed to be protecting this border. You mean aiding and abetting. What do you mean specifically?
Actually, what's happening is that the federal government is actually completing the smuggling cycle by having a parent sending their child to the U.S. border and having them smuggled. That is only part of the smuggling cycle.
Okay.
How long was your journey to get here?
Took us 2 months. We were working and working on the way up until we got here, where we're at. We just want to complete the journey.
But
we're already tired and thirsty, hungry. Eventually we'll get where we want to go, but it's getting impossible.
As far as the people coming over, are your agents encountering any type of infectious diseases, people with illnesses as they cross the border?
Oh, most definitely. We see tuberculosis pretty regularly, scabies. More often than not, we have large amounts of infectious diseases as far as scabies go. And the interesting part with that is it's not actually seen on the body during the infectious period. And so these people clear through our system, and then they go into the rest of the country with that disease. We see a lot of measles, a lot of chickenpox, a lot of unidentified illnesses that you know, a lot of lung infections that we have no idea what they are.
Alma.
Okay, so we can't go anywhere in here at all? Okay, alright, well, we'll stay out of there. Thanks.
You can.
News or journalists?
I already told them, okay. Yes, and they're from Honduras.
From Honduras?
Mm-hmm.
How long have they been traveling?
¿Cuánto tiempo llevan viajando?
Un mes.
A month. Mm-hmm. They've been traveling for a month now.
When did they get into the U.S.?
¿Cuándo llegaron a los Estados Unidos?
Ahorita.
Acaban de cruzar. They just crossed.
Well, you know, one in five people that we catch has some type of criminal history here in the United States. On top of that, we only catch 40% of what's coming across as actual in this area. So that's 20% of what we catch. Are known bad guys. You can only imagine what the other 60% of people that are coming across, who they are or what their plans are. We have no idea. The interesting part is they're not staying here in the Rio Grande Valley. A lot of these folks are using it as a waypoint to move forward, whether it's the people themselves or drugs. It's all going through the area, and it's going into larger communities like the San Antonios, the Austins, the Dallas, all the way up to Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Chicago. They're all headed that way.
Last night. And before we know it, two state wildlife...
And look who's treated like criminals. Reporters are treated like criminals.
And then we had to sit up and wait on another federal agent to come in who is a federal...
Even though we got the Border Patrol saying the 20% that they catch have criminal records in this country. That doesn't mean they could... There could be even another percentage that's criminals in their country. That's why they're fleeing to the United States. And Donald Trump is a racist for saying criminals come across the border. And you got a Border Patrol saying it, agent. He's saying it right there. That's 20% of what they catch. And they say they only catch 40% of what's coming across. So let those numbers spin in your head as we talk to Ben in Illinois. Go ahead, Ben.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Thanks for holding.
Can you hear me okay?
Sure can. Go ahead.
Okay, I just earlier I was going to comment on the fact that they're apparently going to be forcing people to put transgender bathrooms or unisex bathrooms in churches, and I obviously don't see how that's going to work in a Muslim religion, you know.
Yeah, or you'll lose your vaunted 501c3 status, which basically just makes you a ward of the state anyway. And they're going to try to push this on everybody. And if you don't have it, if you have men and women's bathrooms, you're going to have to put it in another bathroom. How much is that going to cost? On an existing place, you're adding new plumbing? It's ridiculous. Yeah, totally agree. You got anything else to add?
Yeah, they're talking about Hillary being Jezebel and stuff like that. And if I was to ever give her an allegorical name, it would definitely be the whore of Babylon. I mean... She's, especially in the fact that she's writing this beast that she's created through ISIS and everything. It's like perfectly lined up with the Bible, and she's drunk with the blood of the saints for sure. But even though that more likely means the Roman Church, and yada, yada, yada. And Obama's certainly filling the role of Antichrist. I'm not saying he is, but boy, when he's walking around in his pocket, all the little
he's doing his best.
Every religion,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, he's doing his best to destroy this country. He hates this country. He hates everything it stands for. And he would like to see it go away and become, you know, a Muslim multicultural nation that lets anything and everything come by, except if you have Christian values. Well, those are wrong. But throwing gays off buildings, that's okay. Thanks for calling, Ben. Let's go to Danette in New York. Danette, what's on your mind?
Hi, yes, I have two concerns. The first one is, while we're focusing on Hillary, Congress is focusing on gun laws. I was watching C-SPAN yesterday, and they're in the process, and I'm very concerned. So I don't know if your show can keep a watch on and keep us up to date, because I'm concerned that they're going to be taking our guns or find a way where the UN can come the back way and take our guns away. And with all these people coming in our country, we don't know who's here. We really need to keep, you know, protect our Second Amendment. Do you know that they're now, while we're, you know, watching Hillary, they're doing all that gun laws right now?
Right. Oh, I know. It's what they all, that's their favorite scheme, is to throw something out there to keep people talking about it. And then they come in with, oh, we're going to pass massive immigration laws or gun laws. Yeah, we actually sent, Jakari Jackson went to interview Michael Cargill, who's a local gun shop owner here and firearms instructor, to talk about what's going on in California and all those new gun laws that they are pushing through. So yeah, that'll be on the nightly news tonight. If you're not a member of Prison Planet TV, you can become a member very easily. Go to prisonplanet.tv and you can get a membership and watch the nightly news live at 7 p.m. when it goes out. And we also put portions of that up on YouTube. But we thank our Prison Planet members. And yes, we are always keeping an eye on our Second Amendment, because that is the amendment that protects all the rest. And if you don't believe it, just go to other countries and see how they're treated. Hey, guys, let's go to that Hillary Clinton video that Darren McBream put together. This is the one, I think it's In Her Own Words is what it's called. Get that ready. Let's go to this call from Tony in Idaho. Tony, how's it going? I know you guys in Idaho have a lot of immigrants that they bring up there. There's actually a big well-to-do going on in Twin Falls with this rape of a young girl and how that's being covered up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty bad. There's one talk show host here running a big campaign against it, but I don't know what good he's doing. I wanted to talk to you about this deal where they arrested Joe Biggs and basically sold his money, you get right down to it. I think we should start taking pictures, names, and badge numbers of these people. You know, these people have said they're going to destroy the population of the earth, basically. Well, God is not going to allow them to do that. There's going to be an end to what they're doing here. When there's an end, there should be Nuremberg-style trials, and there's not going to be any Operation Paperclip for these people. They need to know that they are going to be put on trial, that we know who they are, and they need to know that if they lose this, that's what they're going to be looking forward to.
Right. Their men is the fodder, because they're the ones doing the orders. They're doing the bidding of the people up above who are telling them, we're going to let the illegals in, we're going to let the drugs in. Reporters come around, treat them like they're criminals. Treat them like they're bad, because that's how we destroy a country. By having a servant class doing the bidding of the evil ones up above. And that is basically what you have. Yeah, those people need to go on trial. They took an oath to defend the Constitution. At least they used to, whenever you become a federal officer. And I don't know if they do that anymore. Hey, guys, let's roll that clip. Let's hear Hillary, in her own words, convict herself in the court of public opinion.
Gentlemen, the fix is in. Hillary Clinton, the establishment puppet candidate for president, has been cleared of all charges by the FBI. This just days after Bill Clinton met secretly with Attorney General Loretta Lynch on a private plane. Look, this woman is a criminal. She destroyed subpoenaed evidence. I mean, this has already been established, and doing so is a felony crime. The FBI knows it, the media knows it, and the public knows it. So it's not a matter of if Hillary Clinton is guilty. It's a matter of why she isn't being tried and convicted.
This investigation began as a referral from the Intelligence Community Inspector General, in connection with Secretary Clinton's use of a personal email server during her time as Secretary of State. The referral focused on whether classified information was transmitted on that personal system. Our investigation looked at whether there is evidence that classified information was improperly stored or transmitted on that personal system in violation of a federal statute that makes it a felony to mishandle classified information either intentionally or in a grossly negligent way.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material.
From the group of 30,000 emails returned to the State Department in 2014, 110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received.
The facts are pretty clear. I did not send nor receive anything that was classified at the time.
Eight of these chains.
Hillary is using Common Core math. She says nothing. The FBI says 110. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you can watch the rest of that video. In her own words, Hillary is guilty as hell on the Alex Jones channel, or you can find it on Infowars.com. So you can watch the rest of that video. We got some other great videos, too. Liberals think Crooked Hillary is a criminal. And that's going around talking to the liberals here in Austin. Even they are sick of her. That's when you know you're turning the tide. And that's thanks to everybody out there getting the word out. This is Rob Dew with the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour of Overdrive. You can find the websites at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back with the final segment.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
We'll be right back.
puts out a tweet about Crooked Hillary and puts a star on there. And everybody freaks out. Oh, he's those anti-Semitic racist. Well, and his staff went and changed it and put a circle, which they shouldn't have done, because then we've shown that Disney does the same thing. Well, they put a star on the Ice Princess's box or whatever it is for that movie Frozen. But here's Donald Trump doubling down on that right now.
Which is fine. I said, you shouldn't have taken it down. You know, they took the star down. I said, too bad. You should have left it up. I would have rather defended it. Just leave it up.
Yeah.
And say, no, that's not a star up there. That's just a star. And talks about corrupt Hillary. But she sent it out. She said, oh, this is star. She's the one that started the dialogue. You know why? Because she wanted to get off the FBI. And you know who got hurt worse by the FBI than anybody? Bernie Sanders, because he was waiting for the FBI to make him the nominee. The
FBI primary. All right, there's Trump. And notice he's behind a bunch of stars that aren't anti-Semitic. But let's talk about the hypocrisy a little more, and then I'm going to try to finish up with your calls. Obama's civilian drone death count up 500% higher than U.S. mass shootings. So when he goes on TV and does his fake crocodile tears and cries about the shootings that are happening in this country, there it is. He kills more than 500% more with his little drones that he signs off on. And they killed not, and that's just the civilians he's killing. Okay? Like the young boy who his dad was Anwar al-Awlaki. He got killed in a drone. 16-year-old boy. Eh, who cares? You know, kill a wedding party. Eh, who cares? I'm the president. I'm allowed. It's hypocritical. Okay, we need to hold these people's feet to the fire. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming, liberals at the borders. What's going on, Tim?
Yes, hi, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, I wanted to mention really quick, there's a libertarian show that I like to talk on, like to call into. And the host of the show actually have the view, and I'm not sure if this is a libertarian view specifically, but they seem to think that the United States of America, the government of the U.S. of A., is an experiment that's failed, and the borders should be open, and we should be allowing everybody from everywhere in. I try to make the point to them that if we don't have borders, we don't have a country. That's the whole point I try to get across to them, but they're very reluctant to understand that for some reason. I'm not sure if that's a literal libertarian perspective that we have.
Well, you know, Jesse Ventura, I think, has the same perspective that we shouldn't have borders. But, you know, we have all these rules in place. And I wouldn't mind if people came into this country, but I don't think they should get anything free. If you go to a country, you're supposed to help build it up, not help drag it down. And I think bringing a bunch of people in to act as anchors to our economy is not the way to go. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Josh in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Josh.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, of course, first of all, of course, Ventura and them agree with that. They're big, strong men. But if you take like a 90-pound woman that can't defend themselves like them, they might not feel the same way.
I agree. That's why everybody needs to be armed.
Yeah, and what I wanted to talk about was I want to try to maybe start the people thinking about like a posse comitatus movement through the sheriff's department. And I'd like the sheriff's department to maybe consider making the citizens aware of their own power through the posse comitatus act. Okay. That's what I was trying to get across. And I think that, maybe it's also possible that our sheriff's department were to deputize specific, shooting clubs, martial arts mm-hmm. associations, stuff like that.
Yeah. There was a sheriff, I think he was in Idaho, who said, hey, I'll deputize all the citizens here if you feds don't stop messing with us. And that's what we need sheriffs to do. We need real sheriffs in this country. Greg, sorry, I'm not going to get to you. Thanks for calling though. In PA. And incidentally, there is a Hillary, protest going on in Scranton tomorrow morning. If you're going to be out and about and you're in the Scranton, PA area, 10 a.m., they're going to be protesting Crooked Hillary. This, I think, is the first protest that she got off scot-free from the FBI for, you know, handling classified information in her home server. It's okay when she does it, but not when you do it. Rob New with Infowars.com. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, and watch the nightly news tonight, 7 p.m. Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.